Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It is Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. 2 minutes past 6 a.m. for your Tuesday morning. And look, I would love to say how great is it to be here. But one of the Tim and Jess members is distracted playing with an unnecessary toy.
No, I'm not distracted. I'm just setting myself up for a great show today, Tim.
What are you doing right now?
I've got a phone stand for my mobile.
Yes.
For my cellular device.
I don't think that it's necessary.
Nah, look how convenient it is. But I can see if we're getting any texts through. Find us on Facebook. Just search a Hit Central Queensland. I can find it there.
People don't text us, so this is more for personal use, and I don't approve.
Nah, I disagree.
I hope there's people listening right now that hate people like you that have unnecessary gadgets.
You just hate me because I got more naps in than you yesterday.
Mate, it's not a nap when you sleep for more than 6 hours in a day before nighttime happens.
It was only 4 hours, okay? And I woke up for dinner. It's
you need
fine.
Help.
We need Jess, to get to the show,
come on,
Tim.
Buddy. We got to open up the courtroom of Tim and Jess. Funnily enough, we don't agree on a lot of things. on what is considered a nap.
Shock.
And this week's You Be the Judge, where the first person that calls through is our judge, no matter their opinion, could be garbage. That's the best part about it. This one is quite sensitive.
Yes.
It's a sensitive topic.
We want to talk about cheating. And if you catch someone cheating, should you tell their partner?
Yeah, it's tricky.
We've both got very different opinions on this.
Well, that's the whole point.
We will be fighting in the courtroom.
If we had the same, it wouldn't be in the courtroom. Also, Jess, we are sending people to Hervey Bay for a whale vacation. I'm very excited.
With the family.
Yes, with the fam. You should be listening out for a code word. It happens every single day between 6 and 9 from Hervey the Whispering Whale. Use that code word to enter at hit.com.au.
Yeah, here's a little clue. It hasn't happened yet.
No, because we are 4 minutes into the show. But Jess, look, I think you setting up your phone is a perfect example of you using a cellular device, probably, most likely, for the internet, right?
Yes.
Coming up next, I'm going to tell you and you listening at home what websites you use the most right here in Australia.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
I think we'd all be forgiven for saying that we all use the internet a fair bit.
I use it too much. I'm absolutely addicted.
You're looking at your phone right now as you're talking to me,
I'm trying to find on my thing how much I've used all my stuff.
Oh, this could be dangerous. But yeah. Essentially, there's a website called Alexa.com. It's a website that shows how much Aussies spend time using the internet. So the most time on particular specific websites.
Right.
So what would you think is the number one website that people go to here in Australia?
Instagram.
Website.
Yeah.
Website.
Oh, okay, Google.
Website. Google is a search engine.
It's a website.
Website.
Facebook?
Facebook is surprisingly number three on the list.
Number three?
Number three.
What's beating Facebook?
Different types of websites, you could say.
Oh, no. Tim.
Number one is Reddit, which is surprising to me. But also,
it shouldn't be because Reddit's pretty big.
All right. Well, thanks. I wasn't aware. Number two, X videos.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Apparently,
well done, Australia. You ruined it.
What this information is saying as well is Reddit apparently is also somewhere where you can see X videos. It's also telling me that Tumblr's a place you can watch X videos. So Tumblr's number five. Goes Reddit, X videos, Facebook, realestate.com, eBay, then Tumblr. Then,
are you really surprised that
YouTube, Pornhub, just a whole bunch of adult websites after that.
Are you really, is this whole story about the fact that people still use the internet for naughty things?
No.
Is that
Well, compared to buying robots.
Surprise, like,
yes, I know. But I just think it is, I wasn't aware of how many minutes. This is Australians per day. Per day. So Australians are watching more X-rated movies than they are checking their statuses and going on realestate.com.au looking at houses that we all can't afford.
Oh, man. Doesn't everyone do that, though?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, man.
That's my X-rated video. Just like looking, typing in $1 million and seeing everything that I can't afford.
Four-bedroom home. Oh. Mum, get out!
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Tim, coming up in a couple minutes' time, I want to talk about a speed dating event in New York City that's kind of raised
a few eyebrows. You know what? We should get you in a speed date. You'd love it.
Imagine do they speed dating here?
But like instead of like 10 girls and 10 guys, we'd have one Jess, 50 guys.
You've just described The Bachelor.
There's money in my idea.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
A new speed dating service in New York City that's taken off.
So speed dating is where essentially, you, like for example, you set 10 blokes down, mm-hmm. 10 girls down in a circle-like formation or a square,
yeah.
and you just rotate so everyone gets everyone.
I imagine it was big in the 90s before Tinder. It's essentially like face-to-face Tinder.
Oh, mate, Tinder is proper speed dating.
Yeah.
You have a second to make an impression. No. Yes, no. Sorry, Kevin.
Yeah, so there's the same amount of blokes as there is chicks, and everyone gets a turn talking to one another, and at the end of the date, you mark on your card whether you want to talk to that person again. And if you both put down that you want to chat again, then you get that person's number at the end of the night.
Sure.
So this new speed dating event has a very specific theme. It's called Hung Night.
All right. No, thank you.
It's for women looking for well-endowed suitors.
That is incredibly wrong. Just where is it?
You're wrong, you're bad, you're awful, you're not helping, and you deserve every unhappiness.
It's become very popular. They have like a lot of these little quirky speed dating events where there's a different theme for people, catering to people who are specifically looking for something.
Sure.
The only problem is that the lady who organises these things, she runs it off of an honour system. So she said that she requires them to be 7 inches.
My
minimum.
Word. Do you know what that is in centimetres?
Oh, it's at least a foot long, isn't it? Oh, it's no, half a foot long. It's big.
Yeah. It's bigger. Yes. Continue on, mate.
And she says that for those attending the meet and greet, they have to she just trusts that they are at least that long.
You'd be betrayed
because she's
otherwise.
Not paid enough to measure it.
Oh, I don't think she's legally allowed to measure it either. That's not okay, buddy. So essentially, what you're saying is a large member
mm-hmm.
could potentially
Tim, don't do
be
it.
What a girl wants. What a girl wants, what a girl needs. Some size.
Unnecessary.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and Central Queensland. And Tim, something we've all been waiting for here in Central Queensland for what feels like years.
Okay.
The NBN is getting nearer.
I got my letter the other day. I think it's August 30th or August 31st. I'm counting it down.
A lot of people are already hooked up. And to them I say, how dare you?
How dare?
And stop rubbing it in my face. For 16,000 Gladstone region premises will be connected to the NBN network within the next 12 months.
You know what I think is fantastic? I've seen so many NBN utes around and people in like Stocklands all around Central Queensland. I've been to 3 different Stocklands. There's been NBN people in the middle of the shopping centres just answering questions.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Smart idea. People have lots of questions.
More than 10,000 homes and businesses in parts of Agnes Water, Calliope, Clinton, Gladstone, Gleneden, Kincora, Kirkwood. They've already been connected.
Oh, so it's mostly coming to the Gladstone region immediately.
Yeah. So over the next few months, we will see 16,000 more homes be connected up. Mine is due for July 20, and I have never been more excited.
Just after your surgery, you'll be the streaming queen.
I'm going to be able to stream Netflix and go on Facebook at the same time.
Man, that is the dream.
What a world we live in, Tim.
That is the dream.
You can check out this story for yourself as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
And if you got the NBN, you're going to get there really quickly.
Heaps faster than the rest of us.
Really quickly.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
You're muffin in the middle of summer. You want to go out. You want to do some fun things with your mates. Take some lots of photos. Post them on your Instagram. Show people that you've got friends, right?
Yeah, look, everything except for the Instagram because you know my strike rate of probably one photo a month. Apparently, according to social media experts, that's not enough, Tim.
Yeah.
Stop building your brand.
People want to see you, Timmy.
No, they don't. They have seen my pasty white skin enough. They don't need to see it anymore.
The picture you posted in your budgie smugglers last summer, horrific. You can check it out on his Instagram. But
best Christmas present of all.
There's a theme park in Japan that's now providing a new service that nowhere else is providing.
Not even Disneyland.
They have a team of extras on hand, random people that can jump in photos with you and make it look like your social life is pumping.
No. See, this is where I stop the line because your friends know that they're not your friends. If you post on Instagram, be like, me and the gang.
Mate.
No one knows.
If you've got no friends, this is no issue.
Yeah, then
this is just showing strangers that look how many people you've met while you're on holidays.
No, but if it doesn't matter, because if you've got no friends, then no one's going to follow you on social media to care about you and your fake friends.
Well, this water park, you can go to the water park, go on your slides. There's people randomly walking around throughout the day, and you can just grab them, hang out with them at the water park. Their only service, their only purpose at the water park is to come and have fun with you, be your friend for the day, and take photos with you.
Jeez. Pathetic photography. How do I? It's
been very popular in Japan.
How many lonely people are in Japan?
I mean, quite a few, apparently, if they're providing this service.
This is something that you would do regardless, or if you wanted friends or not. You would just be like, yeah, why not? I'll just look like I have a whole bunch of friends from Japan.
Oh,
I'm cultured.
Right.
Okay. I'm different. I'm not just a normal white girl. I've travelled. So I think we should go to Japan. You should get your photo. You'll get your 3 followers extra that you've always wanted, and you can finally get up to your 200
I wonder
follower.
If they follow people as well, because I wouldn't mind getting my followers up.
Mate, the other day you were like, oh, who's this person following me? That's the whole point of Instagram. You don't know. It's like stalking. You don't know who's following you until they send you a message.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
And if you're listening right now, I know you're probably up and about dancing to Outkast there with Hey Ya, but I need you to find your zen place with me right now. Everybody just deep breath in.
Yep.
Jess did a breath out, but that's okay. Whatever.
when you breathe in, you usually have to breathe out, mate. That's
anyway, Jess, I want to focus on yoga and Pilates. Okay. Now, yoga...
I'd rather you didn't move your hands like that.
...has a lot of health benefits. Is that correct?
Yes.
Like focusing and centering, stretching, making sure you are one with yourself, right? Stay in through the nose, out through the mouth.
Right. You've done one yoga class.
Yes. Expert.
and you quit because it hurt your knees.
You're right. And I understood that the frustration was that I would, if I kept doing yoga, my knees wouldn't hurt. But I wasn't willing to put up with the pain.
Sure.
Anyway, breathe in, breathe out. Yoga, obviously, and Pilates are very focused on becoming one with yourself and finding a time to breathe and relax and focus.
Right.
Turns out it also is a massive ego boost. They did a study.
Is that a bad thing?
There's the fine line that you walk on with an ego boost, because you don't want to be getting so much of an ego boost that you're like, how good am I?
Yeah.
You want an ego boost where it's like, no, I am good enough. So you know what? You see the difference I'm talking about there? There's like saying, yes, I'm good, and they're saying, how good am I? It's two very similar sentences, but also very different. So they did a survey on like 3,000 yoga students in the United Kingdom, and they resulted that 80% of people had a massive ego boost after doing 6 weeks of yoga.
Again, I don't see this as a bad thing.
I've just outlined that there is a fine line that you can dance on.
I don't see the
Because
difference.
I feel like you are the person that's done too much yoga, and it's like,
what do you mean?
I'm the best. I can't do anything wrong. How great am I? Where it's you need to be.
I was like that before yoga.
Well, it's increased it. But you need to be the line where it's like, no, I am confident in myself, but I shall not boast and I shall not brag about how great I actually am.
But it's really difficult when you're this talented and attractive, Tim.
Breathe in.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, there's a new Japanese contest. I guess it's not really new, but it's only just kind of come to light.
Sure.
And it's the annual tea table flipping contest.
What do you mean?
I guess Japan is no stranger to a bit of a strange competition.
No, they're incredible game shows in Japan, and I will hear nothing against that because they just have the best creative minds.
Well, the tea table flipping competition is a competition where participants will try to flip a small tea table as far as possible.
So like a tea table, like it wouldn't be bigger than like a car rim.
Yeah.
So it's like
they're on their knees. They're sitting next to a Japanese woman.
Sure.
And
is that necessary?
Well, this is apparently it is.
Or can it just be a woman?
No, it's a Japanese woman.
I don't know.
Sitting dressed in full like chef's gear.
Sure.
And she turns to the person who's about to compete next, taps him on the shoulder and says, please stop. And that's when they flip the table in anger as much rage as possible, and the purpose of it is to try and send the fake food on the table as far as possible.
Oh, so it's not flipping the table as far as possible. It's the item on top of the table.
You are flipping the table, but they have a plastic fish set out on the table.
Because obviously real fish. Because Japan. Cruel. It's cruel.
And they will flip it, right? So she'll say stop it, and they'll yell out something in Japanese. That's like whatever. So a few of them have gone, I want a job offer.
Oh.
Flip the table.
You just say,
I deserve a raise. And they flip the table.
I'm flipping a table.
Something that'll make them super emotional.
So you have to release like an inner thought.
Flip that table. Send the fish flying as far as you can.
When's the NBN coming?
Yes.
That's what I feel.
So I was thinking maybe we can try and... do a little table flip competition of our own here in CQ.
All right.
The winner.
What's the point?
The winner of this sent his fish flying 8.29 metres.
I could break that.
Well, this is what I'm thinking.
I'll break the world record.
We've got a pretty big car park here.
How about we get, because I'm interested, but I feel like I want someone on my team that's not you.
What do you mean?
I just want, like, I feel like I need a motivational, like a team manager. You can have a team manager too.
Well, if you get someone on your team, I'm not going to go by myself.
Later on in the show, we'll try and figure it out because I want to build a team.
Okay.
And we'll even put a Tim and Jess, a limited edition Tim and Jess branded mug on it.
You are very protective of these mugs.
So if I win, I'll give my team manager a mug. If you win, you give your team manager a mug.
All right. Well, if you want to join our team, 13, 12, 16.
So this is happening in the car park tomorrow?
I've already got it. No, it's happening this afternoon. I've got it all organized. We'll have the results tomorrow on the show.
Oh, my word. What a turn today has taken.
You thought we weren't going to be doing anything after the show.
We'll build the teams a little bit later in the show. So if you are keen, give us a call 13 12 16.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au. One, two, three,
Jess, I don't often get to say this, but we're joined now by a Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. And the reason I'm saying this is because it's sport news. And Dean, LeBron James is making a move from the Cleveland Cavaliers in the NBA.
He is. And you know what? We don't talk about sport very often, but this is certainly having a huge wave in Hollywood today because LeBron James has signed to the LA Lakers basketball team for $154 million for 4 years. $154 million, 4 years. Moving to Hollywood, he actually already owns a house in Brentwood, to be honest. But people are outside his house now. Like, people are actually outside his house cheering.
Well, I was going to say, it's great. It's probably smart for him to actually move to LA because he's been in a few movies and he's actually not the worst in them. So, like, this is a good
place. Really?
He's going to be 37 by the end of this contract. He could probably move into movies, kind of like John Cena and The Rock did, but more obviously he's a real athlete.
Yeah.
But I think it's great. And there is a chance by the time his 4 year contract comes up, he could be playing in the NBA with his son. His son's going to be drafted.
Oh, that's so cool. Is it true that he went into like a cave to make his decision? Like they were saying he had like a decision cave to decide who he was going to sign with.
I didn't hear about that. That's dramatic. I want a decision cave.
Mate, if you got $154 million, you could probably buy the cave. So it's not shocking. But thanks anyway, Dana. We'll chat to you tomorrow, mate.
Bye, guys.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important, but the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
That's right, you be the judge. This is where you matter the most. Jess and I are about to present a case each after a story. And it doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what Jess thinks. Even the jury on our social media, we do appreciate you.
Absolutely, we appreciate
you. But also, it's the first person
through.
You
don't matter.
First person through on 13, 12, 16 is the judge. They could have the worst opinion in the world, but that's what we have to go with because you are the judge.
And this week we're talking about if you can catch someone cheating, should you tell their partner?
Now, this all spiraled from the conversation we had about a pizza boy in the United States.
It wasn't a pizza, a sandwich delivery guy.
A sandwich boy.
A girl, 23-year-old Kayla, was living apart from her partner.
Sure.
And he said he was busy studying. He's been really stressed out lately.
Yeah.
So she decided to do a really nice thing and deliver him a sandwich. So she sent off for a delivery to get to his house. She'd paid for it all. All he had to do was collect it.
Sure.
The delivery driver arrived and found her boyfriend in a very compromising position.
Yes.
With a different naked lady.
Yes.
On the couch.
So he ordered, he answered the door.
Yes.
In the nude.
Answered
to
the door.
Get his sandwich.
Grabbed his sandwich. The delivery driver then called Kayla and said, hey, was this for your boyfriend? And she said, yes, it was. And he said, well, your boyfriend's hanging out with someone else and they're having alone cuddle times.
See, look, whatever this guy, what this guy's done, disgusting.
Really?
Terrible thing. Cheating. What the guy that's cheating.
Okay, yeah,
the guy that's
good.
Cheating on his girlfriend. Disgusting. Awful thing.
We can agree on that, yes.
But I don't think it's Sandwich Boy's place to put that information
up. But see, who else is going to tell her? And this is the thing. I think Sandwich Boy has just absolutely saved her from a whole lot of heartache when she finds out years from now that he cheated on her.
I've been thinking long and hard about this.
Right.
And I honestly think I would rather find out myself or my partner telling me than finding, say if you were to tell me my girlfriend was cheating on me, I would prefer to find out myself.
So do you think that the delivery boy should have said to the guy, hey, maybe you should let your girlfriend
know? No, he shouldn't say anything. It's not his place. He's a sandwich boy.
Nah, see, I disagree.
Deliver sandwiches. That's your job.
He knew what he'd seen, and he wanted to help her out.
He's nothing to them.
That absolutely, if I was getting cheated on, I'd want to know.
Yeah, but you have FOMO. Even if you're getting cheated on, you want to be involved in that somehow. Classic you. But do you get what I'm saying? Like, it's complete. Like, it's, he has no relationship with them. He's just a sandwich delivery boy.
I know, but how do you go on living with yourself? Like, if I was the delivery person and I saw that happening, I'd be like, what do you do?
Look, if I saw someone getting mugged in the street, I'd be like, sandwich boy, intervene. This is not an intervening situation. This is none of his business.
Well, it doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what you think, Tim.
We could just stop it after what you said when it doesn't matter what you think. I quite like that. You're right. It doesn't matter what you think.
13, 12, 16, we need a judge.
Yeah.
If you catch someone cheating, should you tell their partner?
I think not. I think it's none of their business.
A tough one.
All right. 13, 12, 16, give us a call. You can be the judge. It's Tim and every single Tuesday we open up the courtroom of Tim and Jess because we can't agree and
it's a chance for us to air out our grievances in a nice, polite, very well-educated manner.
And the jury does contribute well, but it doesn't matter what the jury says in the end or Jess or myself. It matters what our judge thinks. First person through, as always, is our judge this week talking about if you caught someone cheating, would you tell their partner?
Or should you tell their partner?
I firmly believe no, it's none of... As the example we used before, a sandwich boy delivered a sandwich to a girl's boyfriend that she ordered for him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, your boyfriend is cheating on you. And I think that he's completely out of line. Yes, the guy's doing a terrible thing, but sandwich boy, that's not his job.
I think he's done a nice thing by telling her. And Vanessa on our Hit page, just search for Hit Central Queensland, has agreed with me. She said, I would rather be told than look like a fool.
No, I think I'd rather find out myself 6 months later or 10 months later or a year later than by someone else. Because you can never know. People could just be
horrific.
Messing with you. It's terrible. But again, it doesn't matter what I think. And thank you for bringing up the only person that agreed with you on this one.
Shut up.
Exactly. good. Trying to sway the judge. Not very polite. But we have Tash from Rockhampton on 13, 12, 16 this morning. Tash is our judge. Now, Tash, given all the information, where are you leading on your decision in regards to if you see someone cheating, should you tell their partner?
Not my circus, not my monkey.
Not my circus, not my monkey.
What do you mean,
Can you say that in layman's term, please, Tash?
So it's got nothing to do with me and the girl should find out herself.
Exactly.
Yeah, but Tash, she's not going to find out for months and months and months. She doesn't live there, so she doesn't know her boyfriend's cheating on her. She's sending him beautiful sandwiches, being the best girlfriend ever. Don't you feel sorry for her?
Well, she's not living there, so, like...
I feel sorry for her. Don't get me wrong. It's a terrible
situation.
I feel
like Tash is almost saying that it's okay for him to cheat because she's not living there.
No. It's a terrible situation. He's done an awful thing. He is 100% in the wrong, but it is not Sandwich Boy's job to pass on that information.
No.
Tash, do you think... How would you say if it was on you? You were the boy. You were girlfriend of Sandwich Boy.
Yes.
No, Sandwich Boy doesn't have a girlfriend. I'm so confused. Would you prefer to find out 6 months later that you'd been cheated on, or find out from someone else that it's happening?
I would rather find out by myself.
Yeah, I agree. I 100% agree because for hearing from someone else would be awful. Would be disgusting.
I mean, hearing it anyway would be awful, but at least it happens quicker.
Well, for instance, there's a lot of times that when girls will tell another girl that, oh, your boyfriend's cheating on you, And then they get angry at the girl, like, you don't know what you're talking about. So,
ooh, straining relationships. We don't like that. Sandwich boys in the middle. So.
Yeah, but see, he's an impartial person, so you can trust him.
Deliver your sandwich.
He hasn't got any stakes in this
game. He's not delivering messages. He's delivering sandwiches. Tash, it doesn't matter how fired up Jess and I both get. You are the judge this morning. Final ruling. Should you tell someone if their partner's cheating on them?
No, because it's got nothing to do with me.
No monkey, no party. Whatever Tash said at the start. Thank you very much for your call, Tash.
See ya. Bye.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
It is me, Harvey, the whispering whale again with today's code word. Harvey.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
A lot of guys out there might be missing out on some things when they first meet women.
What do you mean?
Men's health... have asked more than 6,000 men where their eyes go when they first catch sight of a woman.
All right. So
and the results will probably surprise you.
I know. I think from history on myself, being a man, looking at women in the past, I have my answer, but I'm going to hold off. Should I fold it in half so that you know that I don't
just
change it?
Just tell me what your answer is.
Eyes.
Right. You are in the top 38%.
I knew it. See,
38% of men actually look at a lady's face when they first meet. Gentlemen.
I don't think it's a gentleman thing to not objectify someone, you know? Like, oh, he didn't objectify her. What a scholar.
Apparently, though, sadly, 62% of guys do stare at bums, boobs and legs before they've even offered to buy someone a drink. So they will go for the face first and then 62% of them will check out the rest. To make sure that the goods are in order before they offer to spend any more time.
My word. I think I would like to see the reverse statistics. Surely it would be, like, from what I see, I would say girls look at arms and shoulders.
Yeah, I do enjoy a good shoulder. I don't know why.
It's I was going to say, what can, all right, he can pick you up, but his face looks like a trash bin.
No, but if his arm is like popping out of his T-shirt, just like popping out. It's a good time, all right. Tim. It's a good time had by all.
He's just come from the gym and you shouldn't be at the club with him. But I think, like, you can't. That is so foul.
What do you mean? No, I look at his face too.
No, I wasn't saying you are foul. That's concrete. But the statistics of 62% of guys look at the body before they've even offered to have a look at the face. That's gross.
Oh, no, they'll look at the face first, but then they check out the body before they decide if they want
to. My order is face, wrists, ankles. It's a tried and tested system.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.